after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sid J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Teddy J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. Life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
Ooh-wee, y'all. I don't know. Whoa. Today's gonna be crazy. Welcome to Life After Dust Live. I'm your boy Teddy J, and man, this is one of the craziest shows on the net. This is Life After Dust Live, and every Monday on Life After Dust Live, we have the Hot After Dust edition. And oh my God, y'all, today's show is gonna be bananas. So anytime there's so much like this in the news, where I have too much to choose from, it's gonna be bananas. So, oh no, y'all definitely gotta definitely kick it up today. All right, and I believe we got two of my co-hosts with the mostest in the building. If I'm not mistaken, got my girl Tara Lamont in the building and my girl Keith in the building.
Turn up time, baby. What it do, y'all?
Oh, y'all. Oh, man. Oh, yeah, by the way, everyone, today's topic of the day is gonna be Naughty or Nice. Y'all want to know where they got started from. Y'all want to know where they got started from. But I might say the information of it. We'll just see how I feel later on. But as far as we're going to do too with that topic too, in our news, we're going to share something, you know, mind that savvy, you know, somebody ended up on a nice list with what they got, and somebody ended up on a naughty list. So, y'all definitely be ready for some of the crazy stuff we have on today's show we're talking about. And also, the lines will be open for everyone to know, call in, and you can share, you know, what's the nicest thing you have done and what's the naughtiest thing you have done. Now, I'll open it up a little bit more because naughty doesn't, when I say naughty, you know, everybody now automatically thinks sex. I mean, I'm not just going to talk about sex. Naughty means, you know, you may do something that, You might regret that it was, like, real crazy, like you might have keys in one's car. You may have took something you weren't supposed to take. You know, that kind of stuff. And nice, you know, nicest, you know, you gave back to somebody, you know, you did something a little above, beyond, or just whatever. So it's more than outside the box, and, you know, because everybody, as soon as you say naughty, ooh, let me tell you what I did last night. You know, okay, I don't need y'all to tell me all that. I mean, y'all just tell me that kind of stuff. So I'm just opening your minds a little more because everybody always automatically thinks of what we're talking about. So
wow.
Speaking of which, man, y'all in the building today, you know, Terry had to kick it last Wednesday. And Keisha, you were at the building last week, you know, because your G-Mom, you know, she was having some issues and, definitely, you know, we got to lift up our prayers, and we're you know, glad to have you back on this Monday.
Yes, we are. It's actually a good Monday for me, and it's a better Monday. My girl is doing better. I am so glad to say that. She's actually doing great. I'm actually here now with her, so I'm taking out the time to get on live with you guys, but I won't be on the whole show because she needs me because she's having surgery tonight. So I won't be on all night, but I had to because I missed last Wednesday, and I was so mad, but life happens. It happens. So she's doing great, though.
We got to lift up our ancestors, you know. Lift our ancestors, lift up our elders, you know, every chance we get, you know. You know, the time they spend on this earth, you know, we got to soak in the, not only just the time they're here, but also soak in the knowledge and whatnot that they have to share. So definitely important to us.
Very true.
Right. That is true. Okay, now back to you, Steady. I just wanted to get on you because you showed out yesterday.
Whoa.
Yes, you started something on my Facebook.
Hold on. You know what? See, that's why I'm glad I have a control of the soundboard because we're going to give you one of these. You're coming at me. Where my people at? Where they at? My favorite insect.
Don't click it. The crickets.
Everybody, okay, so let's see, what is the mind of Keith today?
He is not right. He started a war on my Facebook.
I don't know if this war came from. I don't know where it came from.
You done set it off with the triggers and everything, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know what she's talking about, Tara. She's over here talking crazy. And all I see. My girl,
oh
Sweet
my
D loves the building.
Like,
what's up, Sweet D?
Looks like you're going to have surgery, too, because you have Alzheimer's or something. But, yeah.
See it all.
Yeah, no, I love Steady. Much love, even though he started that war.
Oh, Lord. I still don't know. See, I don't know what she's talking about. I just don't know.
Okay, so tell everybody how did you come up with these
brilliant things out of nowhere and the show topic just come up out of the blue. That's what how I do it. You know, that's how we do it over here.
Smart guy. All
right. So stealth show. Naughty and nice.
So I'm about to help myself escape just for a quick second. So good news. I got where's my music?
Where's my music?
Okay. Now, why did I have to play that celebratory music? Because the Cowboys won yesterday in a game that everybody was saying that we were going to lose. To the haters, we beat the Bengals.
Hey.
And we won at home. And so all the different stuff. I'm just crying because all the Giants had to do was lose a game. And we had to win the rest of our games. And Redskins. Even if the Redskins win the rest of their games, as long as we beat the Redskins in the last game of the season, and we win the rest of our games, and the Giants lose the game, we get to be going to the playoffs. I can't believe I'm saying that. It's the way they've been playing this year is scared of living daylights out of me. And I don't know. Dez Bryant, I don't know where this new Dez Bryant came from. And this is, oh my God, Dez Bryant, you went hard last night.
Somebody was praying for them.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody definitely was praying for them.
Yeah, they've been praying. My team won us all that matters. So as that do next, I'm going to get Keith off subject.
Okay, you know, you did it. It's okay. You did it. I ain't even mad. You did it. It's all cool.
Yeah, okay. As far as not, well, you're not going to make up subject as far as, okay. I was going to try to hold in some of this news to later, but I just can't. It's just, some of this stuff is just too crazy. First story, Why not go ahead and get out the way? All right, in today's news, we'll be coming from MediaTechYacht.com, the most visited urban website in the world. All right, so there is a shocking picture of Rihanna as she takes a picture of her giving these are pictures that be online, the alleged. Allegedly of her giving Chris Brown, they say top, let's just keep it where, let's just say what it is, giving him head.
Yeah, oh, wow. And I wouldn't be surprised if a man, though.
That is her man. I mean, okay, they are back together, I hear, and stuff. Regardless of what they went through with the abuse
and stuff, but at the
same time, that picture should have not been leaked, though.
We got some tea about that, though, what you just said. But Rihanna Karachi seems to be playing a game of who can embarrass themselves more in the pursuit of Chris Brown. And Rihanna seems to be taking the cake. And you can see that one day after Chris Brown posted pictures of him and Karachi in Paris, you know, this is one of the things that's being talked about right now. That's why you said him and, you know, you said the thing about them being back together. You know, I was about to mention that story, but when I saw all this, I was like, oh, never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's going to have to follow him because that's his stylist. So whatever her name is, Karachi, I don't know. She's going to have to follow him because she styles him.
Karachi, whatever it is.
Yeah, right. Shouldn't have did that, but it's okay.
But Rihanna hopped on the jet to be with her boo, and apparently she showed up to the hotel room. This is a amazing picture of her with her on her knees, and no, she wasn't praying.
Oh wow! I was about to say maybe she was praying.
She was probably praying to another type of God that y'all just don't know about. That's what she was talking
about. Yeah, his
name is,
never mind.
Never mind, we're not even going to do
never
it today.
His name is
Mandy. Some things I'm just not going to touch. I just ain't touching that one. It wasn't no mind to do. That was not my to-do list of things to do today.
No.
Oh, wow.
What I do want to mention, though, and I know y'all done saw all of this stuff going down, too, besides what's going on Rihanna and them. Did y'all see those pictures of Coco cheating on her dude, Ice-T? And Ice-T's supposed to be the player, though. I'm talking about she in a picture with the dude, got him holding her from the back, all of that. And Ice-T snapped on Twitter. Emotionally distraught. Mm-hmm. He snapped on Twitter and then tried to delete his stuff. And that's, you know,
knowing that everybody in America has screenshots.
Exactly. And then you try to delete it. My thing is, why nowadays, like, honestly, everybody's talking about it. Why do people, soon as a personal issue go down in their life, that they run to social networks? It's not, let me call my wife. It's, let me go to Twitter and talk about this broad. Why?
And that's why we tell people.
There's a lot of experts on Twitter.
No, after that, I'm not going to expert crap because, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, there's certain things, there's a decorum that I have. You know, I'm a very open person. But a couple things that Steady J ain't going to put. One, I'll say something about family, but what I don't do is I won't badmouth my family members or my social network. It's just, for me, it's just, you know, that's not everyone's business. You know, I want to, because I wanted to hear today, I want people to see my family in a positive light. So I leave stuff like that off the social networks. Two, I don't have, like, for instance, I don't care if I was in a relationship, non-relationship, think about being in one, whatever. I don't have my relationship status on Facebook. Because I feel like, okay, you know, if you want to know, come ask me. I'm going to tell you if you ask me. But
right.
The thing is, most people get
time.
Wrapped up. But you don't have it on there, it's not a problem there. It was not being nosy about it. It's the moment you got it on there. Everybody want to act and want to be all in your business. Man, girl, when your mm-hmm. man doing all your man treating you good, girl. Man, you know, it gets wild. They don't. It's not a discussion when you're in one. You know, when you ain't got it up there. But when you, as soon as you put it up there, they watching. And then you switch, especially when you people. I'm like, damn, y'all switching y'all relationship status more than y'all switch y'all drugs. Single.
You never know what
it is. It's complicated. In relationships.
I leave cheaper.
Back to single.
I have like 5 Facebook friends who do that every week. Like, she go from single to in a relationship within 30 minutes. Like, wow.
And then they'd be so in love, though. Talk about in love. You know, 2012, today, like, man, you can love today, huh? Okay.
Yeah, you just learned his name.
Okay. Exactly. Taryn hit on the doorknob. They'd be like, oh, I want to love him. Oh, yeah, I never hit that many things. Oh, he bought me, I'll put my boo on. He bought me an iPad.
Oh, yeah. He's on Titan. Why? Huh? Because he bought me an iPad,
wasn't
thinking that he cheated on me that day.
They'd be doing that nonsense. I'm like, get the heck out of here.
I know, right? We talking about, oh, my dude, he's sitting here. He just left. I know he going to come right back. He going to be, oh, my baby done bought me this. He bought me McDonald's. Girl, don't nobody want to know about your relationship. I'm trying to figure out who you trying to convince that your dude is all this good. You trying to convince yourself and all of Twitter? Or, like, the both. Like, what you doing? Or the social networks. I don't be understanding what people be going through. Man, I just don't. I'm sorry. Social networks do not enhance your relationship. It's just, no, ain't happening.
Yeah, Keith disappeared. Keith disappeared on this. We're about to go to a call. The other caller we got right now, my boy Robbie Baby in the building. What's up, bro?
Hey there, Teddy.
Listen, it's been a long,
time. I'm learning all the lingo. I'm learning all the lingo since being at BTR. Like, you know, it's been a hot minute. I didn't know.
When you start doing all the lingo on here, that's what you know. You've been on for a hot minute.
Yeah. I know Seti J through all kinds of poetry stuff. I thought I'd phone in and say hi to Seti, and also to just get, you know, a couple of comments, and that came to my mind. Like, I think Dave Chappelle, he said it well. He was talking about how people, like, they're seeking advice, or they want to turn to somebody for, you know, what's going on in the world? Why is all this happening? And they're on a newscast, they're saying, oh, let's see what Ja Rule has to say about this. And Dave Chappelle's like, what does Ja Rule have to say about all this? You know, I'm not going to be on listening to the news and saying, oh, there's all this going on in the world. Where is Ja? You know,
Exactly. Wow.
And, yeah, like with the comments and all that, I used to do a little more of that, like kind of commenting. Oh, you know, I'm in love. I don't do that so much anymore. I've learned that it's not a lot of times you don't know how that stuff's going to backfire. Nothing ever really backfired on me, but still, I found that it's better not to. And statuses, like my Skype status, and that most of the time, I actually like to have a sense of humor, and I like to put humorous stuff or a lot of inside jokes. Like, I call someone an alienist. Alienist is like an archaic term for psychologist, and I like the word because it sounds like a really sinister word. Like, if someone said, "Oh, I'm gonna go see my alienist today," I'd be like, "Ooh, well, I don't want to see my alienist," you know. So I just things like that. I put it as statuses in that most of the time. Every once in a while, you know, if I'm really feeling one thing or another, I'll put something. But even then, I try to be a little more I don't know, artistic about it or something like that. Because, yeah, right. it's not good to telegraph everything that you're doing so much out there and all that. And I think, I don't know, like sometimes some people say, oh, well, they're everybody's keeping all your statuses and they'll look at it, you know, for future reference. But, I mean, Facebook is bad for that. I know, I don't know any stories firsthand, but I know that there have been employers out there that, you know, have looked at somebody's Facebook before they hired somebody. And they say, oh, well, isn't that interesting? I didn't know that they like to do that. Well, I guess I'm not going to hire this guy, you know. I don't want that kind of guy as my employee. And so, yeah, it's very...
Yeah, I heard about that. I heard that, too. Because people always tell me all the time that a lot of times that, you know, that's why a lot of people, sometimes they want to put some things on Facebook because they're afraid of jobs. Because there are jobs that actually do go and look at your Facebook and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing with Facebook, too, is that you don't even have to be on Facebook to sometimes get something of you put on there. Like if a friend of yours takes a picture and they post it on their wall, you know, and that can be pretty bad. Like, you know, you don't want like, oh, here's my friend Jenny having tequila shots and drunk off her ass. And then someone, you know, his wife looks, oh, who's that woman on in the background and why is she holding him? You know? And it's like, oh God, you know, it's so hard to get away from. It's like, because, yeah, even, like I say, even though you're not on Facebook, you know, your friend might be, and then they might post something of you. So, it's a tough thing.
Yeah, very true. Very tough to avoid, too. Like, yeah, so, I mean, that's a lot of people. I heard about the same stuff, though, with, you know, girls taking shots, them smoking, them doing whatever they're doing, then going for a job. And then when the job tells them, like, oh, no, you know, we look at your Facebook, we do this and that, and you do this and that, you know, and some people feel it's unfair, but you have to think about it professionally, you know, if they are looking at you to represent their job, you know what I mean? They're not trying to be represented by somebody that's just drunk out showing their butt, you know what I mean, unless you're, like, being an entertainer or something. But other than that, no.
Well, the thing is, too, is that I do have some issues with that. So, I mean, I understand where they're coming from, but at the same time, who you are when you go out is totally different from who you are professionally.
That's true.
Yeah, like myself, I'll do things that I won't do maybe a little bit, not as much as some other people, but I might do some things that I normally wouldn't do when I'm out and that. But that has nothing, to me at least, that has nothing to do with how I'm going to be professionally. And professionally, if anything, I'm one of the most, you know, consistent, reliable employers. And so to me, it's unfair that they look at you with your life outside of your work and they
right,
put
yeah,
it,
filtering your life.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, I agree. I agree with you on that one. It's like I agree with them in certain ways, but then again, I don't. You know what I mean? Because you like to have fun. You like to, you know, everybody has their different views on having fun. So I don't feel like everybody should just have to live their life like, oh, I can't get in this picture because one of my friends might post this and do this and that. Like,
yeah, you don't want to be
helpful. You have to live good. Like that. That's like irrelevant. That's just,
And that's the other one.
But yeah, for me, too, I like sometimes, I don't like that pictures are, that people have all these pictures. Some people want to take pictures all day. For me, I like it to be somewhat of a mystery. Like, dang, it's like, oh, okay, well, there's the pictures. Oh, that's everything he does. Like, you need it for you. If you don't come out, you won't find out. So I like for it to be some mystery.
Yeah.
That's to be some mystery.
Yeah.
When you, because if everything's on the net for people, that's why that's the first of the thing with Rihanna that we're talking about. You know, it's one thing for us to know that, man, Rihanna give a head, and another thing for us to keep seeing a million pictures of her doing it.
I mean, it's not like we're surprised, though. But still, seeing the pictures,
yeah,
just like,
after the Rolling Stones interviews, and all that other crap. I mean, the thing is, you know, everybody has a big thing now. It's getting even crazier about how, oh, I forgot, sex tape. You know, it's all about sex tape this, sex tape that. So, you know, everyone is always trying to keep up with the Joneses and trying to do that crap. So,
and that's,
I mean, I ain't got no problem with, you know, people that decide to go into the entertainment. But at the same time, don't try to make it feel like you have this image of the world just so loving me because I'm innocent and all this other crap. But then you go over and you help make sure stuff is, other stuff is ratchet out there on you. Because my thing is, How'd you allow pictures of you to get out like that, though? That's what I'm just saying. Unless you meant for them to get out.
And she might have, though. Because my thing is, I feel like with them having the celebrity status that they do, certain things you can prevent from happening. If you have a certain type of status, you can stop a lot of stuff. Like, I mean, Beyonce, for a reason, when she was at one of her concerts and she fell face forward down the stairs. You know, that video was, like, pulled the second day off of YouTube. I mean, certain people still had certain videos, but most of the videos they posted were pulled off of YouTube because she had it done. So, therefore, with what Rihanna did do with that picture release, it's almost like she does want people to know.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing I was going to say, it kind of ties in with that, is that it gets a little tiresome to me that people, they say, oh, well, you know, this person texted this. This person was caught doing sexting, you know, or sending this picture and that, and they act as if they've never done it, or that a great majority of people haven't done it. Like, you know, so many couples, you know, will do sexting, or they'll send each other pictures. Like, if you know, say if they're overseas, like someone's overseas because of a job or something like that. You know, they'll send pictures because you know they want
they want to keep their
boyfriend,
intimacy.
Girlfriend, yeah, company and that, and then they, and people, like, you know, and they get, and some, you know, somehow a picture gets out, and they act, especially, like, with politicians and that, and then they act as if they, as if it's some big thing, like, nobody ever does it, that's actually a big deal. I mean, you know, we're human beings, we do sexual things, we do these things, we do that, those things, they're not unusual, but because it's in the public domain, and people get on their moral high horse, oh, you know, like, what's his name there? Sending a picture of him, on Twitter, the presidential candidate. And everybody was acting like, oh, what a horrible thing and all that. It's like, well, you know, how many people have done that with, you know, with their boyfriend or girlfriend? It doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't. Yeah. Especially when, you know, people be resigning and stuff, you know, just off of affairs. And they be, oh, such and such had an affair with so-and-so. Like, it's a billion men out here that have affairs every single day. You're probably doing it yourself. But why is their personal life, you know, why does it have to be, like, so out there for us to be like, oh, they need to resign because they had an affair with their wife? We're not in their relationship. They got one thing to do, and that's run the world accordingly to how it's supposed to go. We don't need to know all about that other stuff.
I think that was Chappelle again who was saying something like, you know, well, the president, you know, he needs to relax. Maybe he needs a... At least I can be crude for him. He says, maybe he needs a blowjob. You know, he's the president, he's the leader of the free world. He needs to relax, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm about to open up as it goes by, my partner in crime in the building, boy, DJ T-Bug. What's up?
What up?
I mean, you jump to, you know, today's show, man, is naughty or nice. So We've been most of Naughty Nights. We even got into you know crazy stuff about Naughty Nights. We've really been going in on the news, and we were just having a long discussion about, you know, people just keeping, there's no, I mean, it's necessarily keeping some stuff out the news that don't need to be there. And unless you, like, for instance, like Rihanna with that picture of her giving head or whatnot, how are these pictures getting out there unless you had something to do with them or, you know, the person you with, you know, dang. I mean, it's just, did Chris Brown let it get out or Rihanna get out? It's just the whole fact of the matter. Okay, I don't want to hear that later about them apologizing about it getting out if they let it get out. Because, you know, people wait for that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Man, me and Cedric, the entertainer, I mean, you know, we go back to this old saying of grown-ass man, dog. Grown-ass man, I'm going to get mine. So shoot, they just getting theirs, you know. That's what grown people do.
Right.
Break it down.
There's nothing wrong with them doing the. My thing is this: we're not saying there's something wrong with them doing the act. It's just this: they have when you're a celebrity, is that you have to be that much more careful of the stuff that leak out, because then, you know, if it leaked out, you know people are going to be on it like white on rice tomorrow if it gets out. Like, look, we're talking about now. And it's just a whole present matter. I wouldn't let nobody get. I'm not a celebrity, and I don't want nobody have pictures of me out there like that. So, that's just the whole thing. Some things you gotta be careful of, because then you can't, try to. Because one thing is, this is what makes me mad about it is they get, you know, they, the stuff gets out there, and instead of saying, hey, well, it is what it is, they go through all this apologies, these nonsense apologies they put on. Well, I apologize for, you know, my stuff getting out, and I really just brought out some living that kind of life. Why should you apologize for something you meant to do? I can't, there's nothing more that I can't understand than someone to say they're sorry for something they meant to do. Why don't you just admit, if you're sorry for the pictures getting out, is one thing, but don't make it sound you sorry for, you know, for you being in the act, because you meant to do it, obviously.
Well, exactly. It all goes with breaking down the fact that we put entertainers as role models. So it's PR, they're public relations. When you, it's like this, okay, your parents is your role model, right? You walk in on your parents going to be like, whoa, you weren't supposed to see that. But they ain't supposed to be doing that.
Right.
You know, I mean, because the whole lines of them wanting to take pictures or wanting to record or document their moments, that's their right. Now, technology nowadays is set to where people can hack into your information and invade your privacy. Now, that's where, you know, it's a new age. I mean, you know, it's a bunch of pictures of people from back in the day, Prince and Richard Pryor and different people like that. You know, they were taking pictures and documenting them, having film vaults, you know. But it was in their house. It wasn't on their phone to where you can hack into their phone and steal their information. So, you know, it's just on people catching up to technology nowadays. I mean, it's been going on for a while, a long time, and it's been a while where NFL players and different celebrities and normal, regular, average Joe people been filming and taking pictures and documenting they Heisman poses and, you know, go ahead and press rewind and replay and go back to different moments and, you know, live in the glory. And I feel like they got the right to do it, you know. And you know, for us to say that they should be more careful, it's on the whole lines to where, I mean, you know, people want news, so that's the type of stuff people look for. That's why people watch NBA Housewives, to see them come around and have a dinner party each episode, which is not reality. I mean, unless their life is going to restaurants. The only thing they do on the show.
Well, like I said, my thing is this. It's not just the fact of being careful and all that. It's the fact of, you know, I just don't like the people that all of a sudden you apologize for something that, you know, if it happened. Because they apologize for what happens is, instead of apologizing for the fact that it got out, they apologize for the act. Don't apologize for something that you meant to do. If you feel comfortable being a freak, then you want to be a freak. Because my thing is this, you're going to be a freak, but just don't let the... If your product for the stuff getting out because you didn't want to get out, that's one thing. But to make it seem like you're not that you don't like doing that kind of stuff, as in doing what you were caught doing, that's where the fake stuff comes in. Like, I'm sorry, you know, I didn't want to work. I mean, I'm not a freaking. It's just their picture got out. No, you like doing that stuff. But I agree that people shouldn't have put that out on you. But don't try to rebuttal and say that you're not that type of person. You want to be a freak, be a freak. Ask everybody else. Stop trying to. Everyone's so worried about being judged so much that's why it's be so much. Half the time we get stories where half the stories are the stories of the F ups, and the other half of the stories are people apologizing for their F ups that were in the stories.
True.
Well, that's all on basing people's actions on their character. I mean, basically, you got to break down people's process of progress. I mean, you know, if you got somebody who's a youngster, 20 in their 20s, without any responsibilities or any stipulations on their life as far as not having kids or having little cousins or people who look up to them, then, yeah, they just out there wild and, you know, young and getting it. But, you know, I make certain decisions based on, my little cousin's going to see that. I don't want them now. They ain't about their life. I can't let them see that. That don't mean that, you know, certain things that I do is not something that I, a part of me. you know, as a person, as a human being who's progressing. But at the same note, I still wouldn't want that just out there because they ain't about that life yet. I got to keep some things.
Yeah.
You got to keep some things. Some things it's supposed to be not in the public sight. But if it does get in the public sight, you're not necessarily apologizing for the action. You're apologizing for it being a bad influence is what you're apologizing for. Because
right.
The young people, you shelter people for certain things because they have to be spoon-fed to where they can accept it and be able to be responsible with those actions. Similar to the dude from the Dallas Cowboys going on the drunken rage, riding in his whip. You know, he got his bread, and, you know, he just getting his bread. He like a baby. He's a baby millionaire. So he is in the right mind frame of figuring out how to handle this new pressure of having the money and being having everything accessible to you.
Right.
That was traumatic. Because, I mean, it's just so much to think about. You know, a lot of people are like, don't drink and drive. But it's just, you know, we don't know, I don't know the details about how much you was drinking or whatever. Sometimes even just a little bit and you can, that's another thing to my brother's drinking. Sometimes some people are impaired by just a little bit, and they might not be drunk. So it's just a fact of the matter of, you know, some people are sitting here. What I don't like is this necessarily, like, we have to be careful kind of how we go about it sometimes, because some of us, you know, we can be a little buzz and we still drive, but, you know, you never know. That little buzz could impair you just a little bit, because it's not necessarily make it to where you can't. You know, some people are like, well, I can see perfectly, I can drive. But it's not just that. It's the fact that when you, the more alcohol in your system, you're going to drive and whatnot, it's taking away some of that response time of being able to respond to certain things you do when you're on the road being sober.
Right.
You know, that's why a lot of people don't understand. Like, for me, I'm not for myself there personally. Like, for me personally, if I'm driving, I don't like doing a lot. I like to do a lot of drinking. I don't like to get pissy drunk when I'm about to drive or stuff all that, because I feel that anybody hops in the car, me, including myself, and then anybody else is driving around me, I have all those people's lives at stake.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I don't want to admit, you know, just like how to have a dude from the Cowboys, you know, I wouldn't want to go and have to explain, oh, man, hello, family, yes. I was drinking a lot yesterday and accidentally got into a car crash and I lost T-Buck and I lost Taryn because I was drinking last night. That's so hard to, you know, that's a hard thing to go tell somebody that, you know, because how is the person supposed to take this? Like, it's just too many different ways of thinking, looking at this.
Very true. That's very true. At least you think about it, though. At least you think about it. Some people don't.
I care about people's lives too much more than just a drink day. It was like, hey, what a drink, man. You know, because my thing is this: if you're a person you want to get drunk every day, you want to get drunk every time you go out, then ask either ride with somebody else, or, you know, your friend. Sometimes you can ask your friends to drive instead of you driving sometimes. I don't, that's what I understand. And some people are like, I don't want nobody else driving my car. You drunk, ain't nobody gonna be driving the car because you can put yourself in a spot where you might get screwed up. So it's just whatever.
Yeah.
And what's your thought process on that, DJ P-Book? Because it's a man full of wisdom and whatnot.
Man, so what's been going on in the world with everybody?
Oh man, me, man. Personal stuff. Everything is going pretty good. I must say, like today, work wise was pretty cool. I must say, it was a very relaxed day at work. I was liking to go to work and it's like that, very cool. And I had a great weekend. Like my weekend was. I had no complaints about this weekend. It was fun. I got to hang out. People I didn't get a chance to hang out with in a while, and all that good stuff.
We're in Dallas, Texas. Why am I waking up to feeling like I'm on a auditions to Disney on Ice out here in Dallas? What is it doing? It's snowing in Dallas. I don't understand this.
Whoa. Okay, it's snowing over there?
It snowed in Fort Worth this morning. You must have slept through it.
Yeah, I surely slept through it because, y'all, I kid you not, I remember, y'all got to remember, I'm a vampire. And not no Twilight vampire with those sparkly glitter crap on them and all that other crap, but no. I'm a vampire and whatnot, so.
I'm sounding like small talk, and now we go from small talk to Twitter after dark. In an instant. Like, cool, how's the weather? And you're like, freak up.
Hey, you talking about? He ain't making that stuff. I'm over here making the connection why I woke up late. So, you know what? I'm going to go find one of these invisible snowballs that happened this morning and throw one at you. That's what I'm going to do. Just throw one of those snowballs.
Y'all the ones talking about some vampire life. I was just saying. I mean, you can't mention the vampire life stuff now without females thinking about Twilight. So that's why I said freaks come out at night. What?
Okay. You wildin'. I just... Everybody knows that Sunny J is a vampire. It's nothing new. And no, I know, like I said, I have to make it clear because every time you say vampires now, everybody be on that Twilight stuff. You got to break it down for them, man. It'd be like, nah, but it's not running. It's not like that, man. It's more vampires than Twilight in the world. So.
I'm like vampire in Brooklyn. I don't know about the Twilight. I ain't trying to fight no werewolves. I'm trying to.
I'm like Blade. I want to fight. I'm like a gruesome hunter. I'm slaying folks. I'm slaying dogs. I'm slaying vampire dogs. All kind of crap.
Vampire. If I was a vampire, I'd be the one to be like, I'd be abusing my privileges and going around trans and staring in the eyes of all of the top actresses and models in the world and starting a legion of followers to basically take care of my every willing desires. But, you know, since I'm not a vampire, it's just people who's going to be just keep doing it.
This is a random tangent. We can start doing this. You know, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm about to take it. Because actually, vampire thing goes, it helps tie it to. The things of today's topic. You know, I was saving it. I was gonna be good and not bring up so soon that Keith got out the line. You got a line right when I was gonna ask. So she dodged the bullet today. But I'm gonna restate again on the question that I asked ETL. I'm as far as Naughty and Nice. And I say Naughty and Nice, and you know, everybody always wanna think, like I said earlier, everybody always wanna think that you ever talk about being a freak or something. No, Naughty, just like with the way it meant when you were a little kid, Naughty meant something that she may have done bad that you might regret or whatnot. So it doesn't have to be freaky. Naughty doesn't have to mean just freaky people. You thought of, you know, freaky people that listen to the show, that's all they think about. And Nice, and then Nice, you know, that's some of the good things you've done that, you know, you're very proud of yourself for doing, so. You know, so for and I'm just not over. This is, we're just gonna say 2012. So I'm gonna start with Terry, pick one nice thing. Pick at least one nice thing that you've done this year, and pick at least one naughty thing that you've done this year.
Okay. All right. Well, one nice thing that I'd say that I've done for everybody would be I stayed loyal to the people that. You know what I mean? I know and I grew up with and just did what I had to do as an individual for them, you know what I'm saying, out of respect and just loyalty. A lot of people don't know what that means nowadays, but I feel like that was the nicest thing that I could possibly do. The naughtiest thing, well, one naughty thing that I don't regret, but me and some of my girls, you know, we went out and one of my friends, Amanda, was asleep. And she just wasn't feeling too good, you know what I mean? So we kind of just dipped out real quick, took the car, you know what I'm saying? Went out, had a good time. We partied, and, you know, I mean, we got into a little trouble that night, got a few tickets and whatnot. I had to talk our way out of a couple of them. But I'd say that was something naughty, depending on how other people look at it. I don't really judge it like that, but, yeah, that'd be one of them.
All right, we're gonna take it to DJ P-Buck. All right, man, so I'll pick at least one nice. And yeah, and even say it again, because like I said, a lot of people out there, I mean, it has to be, you know, everyone's just minding the gutter right here. One nice thing you've done and one naughty thing you've done for the year.
All right, one naughty thing and nice thing I've done. All right. Well, let me tell you about a story. Go back in time. But when I started seeing it, it was sounding more like Master P, more like 2 Chainz before he became 2 Chainz.
Oh Lord! Anyway, okay, this dude here. I'm like, we Run DMC or somebody to walk next to you or down the street, and say so they had a random dude walking down the street that had a big old boombox on them. And let me tell you about a story. I'm back in time. Okay, yeah, come on.
Hey, I'm an 80s baby. Sometimes I feel
my age. I'm 80s baby too, but still, that came from way less. Oh, man, I was not ready for that.
Individuals in which they basically portray this image in which they're going to enlighten the world with. I'm just rambling right now.
No, you're rambling, but so we were talking about that somebody else showed the what you just said about people showing their. We talking to their representative and not them. So you rambling, but you was on to something. So that's why I was like, let them keep rocking because he was on to something.
Well, you know, I mean, the main thing is. You know, the main thing is, you know, the whole epic tales. We've been through many adventures, you know. And, you know, as you get older, some of those adventures start turning into just being times where you're having fun or where you're actually striving for a goal. You know, you're pursuing something. I mean, it's a lot funner to make moves and to entertain yourself when you're pursuing something greater than you're going for. Prize.
Damn,
and especially when you're doing it as a unit.
Okay.
That is one of the most enjoyable feelings. As a matter of fact, shout out to Mike Teasy over here. He in the building over here in the mix with me too.
Mike Teasy, what's up, Mike Teasy?
What's going on, Big Boss?
Not much, man. Get to see you, Brad. Get to see you.
Already.
He's a good
when I
see
you. If I hear you, I see you. You know what I'm saying.
All right, you need to keep that talent.
No, I ain't got ESC. I got BET.
BET, Black Entertainment Television.
Oh man. But okay. All right, I guess I'll share my naughty. My nice moment was, oh man, it's hard to pick this one. No, but okay, I'll say this. My nice moment was when there was this homeless person. And on the streets one day, I was going to a club, and they weren't acting real crazy. You could tell they really were they really needed something. Like they were wrapped in their cover, and you know they were just being respectful. And so I walked by this person. I ain't gonna tell you the exact amount because it was a nice, it was a decent amount. But I went ahead and just gave this person some money because, you know, for me, especially when it's cold outside, it's hard for me to see somebody, you know, being in that position, because that could be me. You know, that could be any of us tomorrow. You know, we've all had that somewhere in our lives. You know, someone even being that close to that, not necessarily on the streets and sleeping necessarily. You might not be sleeping on the corner or whatnot, but we've been in some situation where it was somewhat close to that. And for me, I feel like when I got it, I'm thankful for my position that I'm in, and I feel like there's something. I'm like, hey, let's get these people something because, you know, they're fighting through this kind of stuff, and especially
right.
when they're not running around, you know, because some people, you know, we are because they're running around like. And then they're thankful. I like that. You know, you give them. They're thankful because there's one situation, and I'm not gonna be specific on what it was, but you know what I'm talking about, DJ Peabody. But I'm gonna get into it a little bit. I cannot stand when someone comes and begs you for some money, that's on the street, and then they get mad because they feel like you didn't give them enough. That
yeah,
for
agree.
Me, that
hey man,
pissed
I
said
gotta see me and my girl.
Yeah, like you know, like for me, and that's happened multiple. I mean, that's just happened of late. That's been happening. I rarely don't see that, but of late, that's been happening. Like people like being like, "Oh, so this all you gonna give me?" There's
yeah, I mean,
the
whole thing is
10 people walk right past you and didn't care. And say, you know what, you can ask wherever you want to. I'm driving a BMW and all kinds of stuff, but I don't care. I ain't going to give you nothing. But I'm not rich. You know, I'm not this rich person. but I decided to reach in my pocket and give back to you. So why are you kind of coming at me sideways is how I feel about the situation.
Man, right. That was another Boondocks episode. That was like a real-life Boondocks episode. You said Jay chilling in the parking lot, and then an older lady come up to us and say, I'm trying to feed my kids. We chunk up a little change, you know, chunk up some bread, and she like, I said I got to feed my kids, too.
He missed a part of the story. That was the part where y'all needed to be on this one. When she lifted her shirt to show me that she had stretch marks from being pregnant, I was done.
Oh my God!
No, I do not have a tiger fetish. Please, you are not enticing me into pursuing any business transitions. Get away from the car.
Oh my God.
I don't take you late.
Don't leave her stretch marks.
I mean, I was so traumatized. I was like, I don't know what. I was like, okay, did she just really do that? Like, she really just did that, didn't she? Like,
yeah, and then you know, it would have been real funny if she said, Thundercat, and then ripped off her clothes and have on a whole nother outfit, like, yeah, y'all ain't ready for this. I'm about to earn this money. I would have expected that more. I would be like, okay, well, at least you're trying to earn her money.
Oh my God, y'all ain't right.
She is doing drive-by. Strip teasers. This chick here is coming up with a new profession. I would have respected that.
Y'all ain't right.
She's giving you window service.
Window service. No, you did not. We got nothing to do with you today. We got nothing to do with you today.
Go in the strip club. She just come up to your window. Give you a quick show. Bring out Thundercat. Oh, I'll show you a tiger claw on my belly, and then expect for a tip, and then you feel obligated to tip her because you're like, man, she didn't work hard. I'm not even feeling this, but just the art of her trying, I'm going ahead and give her something. Because it's all about karma too, you know. When I make an effort, you know, I expect people to compensate me. So if she come up with her whole window service, tiger dance, Thundercat. Drive-by, strip tease. Now we talking about something. Now your kid's
going to
eat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's not me being cruel. Really, on the cool, really, she supposed to took what we gave her and then went and date the next person and kept working.
True.
And kept grinding, you know.
Yeah, that's real thought.
You wasting your time.
Take your blessings and keep rolling. You can't pick your blessings.
Yeah, and nowadays it seems like that. It seems like with the less fortunate, before, you know what I'm saying, people used to be happy with what you gave them. Now you can give them a dollar and they're going to ask you for an extra 50 cents. Like, I need $1.50.
Hey,
like,
what happened? What happened? Jay was on the phone with me. I gave him a dollar, and he was like, dollar, I don't want you judging me, but, man, I'll wash your window. I'll clean your tires. You know, I was like, dollar, you ain't got to. I'll pump your gas. I was like, dollar, you ain't got to do that, man. Here go a little something. He like, but man, I'm trying to feed my girl too. That's all you can give me. Look, this is what I do. I'll give you this 40 cent. You give me another dollar. I'm like, dog, here, just take another dollar, man. You go and go, man. So, like, I was talking to Jerry Jones. I'm like, play your position. Dang. Everybody want to be a general manager, coach.
I do have to shout out the people, the less unfortunate that are, like, they don't lie. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of them that do lie, but this one guy that I met, and his name is Tom, and he literally had on a box, no need to lie, I just want beer. I was cracking up because he really just kept it real. He, like, wrote on his little box, no need to lie, I just want a beer. I'm like, at least you honest. At least you ain't out here like, well, I'm struggling. I ain't got this and got that. Well, most of the time, the people out there faking it and got probably more money than you be hopping in Benz's and stuff. So, therefore, I just had to shout him out because he was real.
But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, since, I mean, you know, it's going up to going on to closing thought or naughty or nice, you know, at the end of the day, it's on you, you know. Or just do something, do something out of the ordinary, you know, as far as, you know, going to this whole holiday season thing with, you know, a lot of people. What I don't like about the holiday is, and it's always been the case with people, is they're so commercialized. And my thing is this, what I don't like is a lot of people, you know, I feel that as far as like a lot of these charities too, you know, they shouldn't feel obligated just wait for Christmas time to ask for stuff. I feel that it should be a year round thing. Why do we have to wait till Christmas time to say, well, you know what? I'm feeling like giving now. I haven't given all year, so here we go. Let's do it for Christmas time. And now everyone should have respect for me because I gave for Christmas time. Why we can't do that year round?
Right.
You know, there's a person that does it year round, but because there's all of a sudden this big corporation decides to give money for Christmas, now all of a sudden it gives more legitimacy to them now. So
that's true.
That being said, man, like, yes, people, just be. No, just be that kind of person year round. Don't wait till Christmas time, because I'm telling you now, I like, for me, I'm not ready to. Trust me, I get excited when people give me gifts or whatnot. But I've been telling you this is like last Christmas or something like that, and I want to say year for that too. But really, last Christmas, none of the stuff I got, I expected, and I didn't ask for anything. Because I feel like, you know, a lot of people that give me stuff, they've been giving me stuff all year. So why all of a sudden, I need to get stuff all year? Why do I need to complain and say I need to get stuff for Christmas too?
Right.
If you are over the age of, I'm gonna say 18, because, right? You know, you're still in high school or whatnot, you know, still whatever, but. You're over the age of 18 and whatnot, and you still running around saying, why nobody giving up for Christmas? And I don't know what to say about you, man. Like, you got to completely twist it.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with you.
Because all I want for Christmas, me personally, is the same thing that 2 Chainz was for his birthday.
I was about to say, no, you didn't. I was about to say, please don't say a big booty. Lord have mercy, I needed some
blessed
some of y'all.
That's all I want, man. I want Santa drop out of his big old bag, a big old booty.
Lord. He gonna drop you off a part of Miss Claus you ain't ready for.
And I'ma have some mistletoe. Mistletoe boxes.
Steady up dark.
Oh, man, I was stuck. I take it there, okay? I had to give the tour at the dark people something to talk about. So that was me. I go, ha, ha, ha. But let me go ahead, because I'm over here, I'm getting off chances. You know, y'all know me, tangent, I'm off tangent with that. But we're going to let y'all know about Wednesday show, man.
Gonna be crazy.
Ladies. Fellas, too. I know the women are going to go more bananas, because I know how the women are. So, you know, I would say ladies and gentlemen, I know better. Anyways, my boy, Kilo Thomas, shout out to the boy DJ T-Buck for linking that up. Will be on the show on Wednesday. And,
we'll talk.
And I think that might be one of the episodes of the week. So,
Ladies, y'all better tune in for real, because this is one y'all don't want to miss. Real talk.
And, you know, this is a reminder of what everyone, you know, as far as, like, give you a quick run-through of who this gentleman is. You know, some of y'all know him from when he was a little bitty, and, you know, for his little curly brown hair, yellow bone boy. You know, it was in the holes. These are rollabouts. He was a walking tall. As I said before, you guys, he was getting his behind straight on Friday the Knicks. And now he's doing a great he's doing a great job in the music scene, too, signed to Executive Dream. He's doing a lot of great things with that. You know, he'll be in Dallas, Fort Worth area starting this Thursday for a couple of days. So y'all in Dallas, Fort Worth area, definitely.
Shout
out. Y'all find out. What's up then on Wednesday? Y'all got to find out where he'll be. Because, man, I just like the fact that I like to see that when actors can actually find a way to still be able to be an actor and be able to be an artist at the same time. Because a lot of times it doesn't work right. And he's been doing a very great job. He has a very great fan base. Actually got a chance to check out his website, KeloThomas.com. It's actually, he got a social network kind of like me. Now, I like that. Like, his social network was designed very well because I like people that got mean sites that don't look like everybody else stuff. Like, he got his own vibe to his. So, big ups to Kilo Thomas, which y'all got going to, you and the camera got going over there. Shout out to Dream, boy Lex, Dream Big, Hustle Hard. You know, it's, you know, big ups to y'all. I mean, y'all doing some very big things, and, you know, glad to have Locker to just be a great supporter of that and what y'all got going on. So, this Wednesday, same time, the show goes on every Wednesday from 11 p.m. Eastern. Check it out, and it'll be on the second half of the show. So, definitely, I got to come rock with him and just come catch up with him and see what the man's got going on.
Just like that.
Just like that. All right. So, Tom, tell you got anything? What you got coming up for the week? What kind of crazy stuff you got? You know, that everybody needs to know about.
The crazy stuff that I got going on. Once again, I did tell y'all that I will be in Detroit Friday. I will be turning up for a fact at H2. Once again, shout out to G and everybody that's going to be at that party. It's going to be big. Y'all do not want to miss it because I'm going to be in there having fun, taking pictures, talking with everybody. Also, I touched down in the D Wednesday, and I'll have a Macy's project that I will be doing a photo shoot for. Boom, that's one of the big surprises for everybody. I am doing campaigning with Macy's at the moment. So other than that, it's a couple more photo shoots that y'all will see off my Twitter, my Facebook, Model Mayhem, and so forth when they get posted. So other than that, I'm just coming to the D. Y'all get ready to see me because I'm so ready. I'm glad to be coming home, to be honest. I just can't wait.
There you go. Go more DJ P-Buck. DJ P-Buck, man. What you got coming for the week, man?
Man, this week I got a lot of neck bones and collard greens.
Hey, I'm coming for you, man.
I'm going to be doing the P-Buck cooking tour where I will be taking notes from Chef Cecil and get Now, really, real talk, though, this week I'm going to be just in the mix with the whole camp, you know, with the Cleo Thomas movement. We're going to be out here making rounds in Dallas, touching bases with OG Ron C. It's a event going on out here. You got a charitable event going on. We'll be with my boy LD Desi. He has an event, Unwrapped charitable event going on Saturday. He's doing it with Wade from the Houston Texans. So this weekend we're gonna be pretty busy working and running, making moves, networking. Shout out to Drum Boy, Drum Squad representing. Still, Can You Hear Me Now? It's the new video that just dropped. And then, you know, shout out to my Rich Mind fam, QP, is still doing big things. So yeah, this gonna be a busy weekend.
That's
what's
up. As far as myself. Man, I mean, this is going to be pretty good. Of course, I'll be rolling my boy DJ P-Bug as well. With Khalil Thomas, the movement and whatnot, so we'll be on the move with that. Of course, you know, this is just, just being able to just start winding down as, you know, the end of the world is going to be in the 21st, supposedly. I tell everybody, there's no way in the world. The end of the world is on the 21st. There's no freaking way. That's a Friday, y'all. So Friday. I'm off on Fridays. And I get paid on Fridays. So that's my last day. that's my last day in the world is on 21st? Really? So I don't know, y'all. Yeah, I don't know. That sounds like crap to me. No, and everyone's like, some people don't understand where they came from, but the 21st thing, according to the Mayan calendar, that supposedly is the last day of the world because they weren't able to track any. I just, in my opinion, and y'all call me a jerk or whatever, I just feel that circle just ran out of room. So they felt like, hey, because we ran out of room, this must be what the end of the world is going to be in it on. So it is what it is. And I want to leave y'all this because actually I got this fortune, my fortune cookie today, and I thought it was big. I usually don't get too giddy off these fortune fortunes, but if it's something that it just goes right along with going on with me, I like to always share them with somebody. And that is, it says, you have a good head for matters of money. And I saw this, I was like, man, I'm saving that. Because, you know, that's good. That's good inspiration, you know, be able to, everyone loves to be able to hustle hard and always find that next move and just making what they got going on, you know, make dollars from it. So it's just good to see inspiration like that.
That's what's up.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, I better remind y'all, too, make sure y'all check out. Go to, go to dustpot.com/Marlon. Go there. You will see the new issue of Backsiders Magazine. Check it out. I actually wrote a story. I wrote an article in there, which makes me now a second-time published writer. So it is what it is. You know, there's a lot of dicks you can say dated, so people just don't know. That's just fail. So y'all check it out. It's a very controversial story, man. Definitely, you know, definitely go check it out. So that being said, I can follow up Tara and let them know where they can find you at.
Follow me on Twitter at Taryn Lamon, TarynLyymon. Same as Facebook, Taryn Lamon. Y'all can find me if you haven't already. And then Instagram, same as always, Taryn Lamon, just with underscore. So it's TarynLyymon.
DJ P-Book.
Yes, you can follow me into the forest where we be having our vampire meetings with my legion of followers. Now, you can follow me on Twitter, though, at TBUCC.
There you go. Y'all know y'all can follow me on Twitter at SettyJDust, that's CEDZY, letter JDUSK. You do the same thing. You type it, you go to Facebook, you just put that at the end of Facebook.com/, you'll find me there. But then, of course, you got to go to my social networks. It has a lot of great people on it, like the co-host that you have here for you. I'll check it out at dustspot.com. That's dustspot.com. And there we go, man. That being said, make sure you check out all the shows on blogtalkradio.com/CityJ. Also, go to iTunes and download for free. Let's type in Life at Dust Live. They'll let you listen to all the shows for free, as well as download straight to your device. And also, it's also on dustspot.com. So there you go. And every reminder, yeah, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, where there's a DJ P-Buck, or where there's a Taryn Lamon, or where there's a D, y'all tuned to the episode of Life at Dust Live. Boy, Sadie J is the craziest co-host in the world. We'll see y'all Wednesday show, man. Definitely going down. All right, we out.